Part 2. The Garden of the Capulets. Romeo went to the party with Benvolio and his friend Mercutio. They were all wearing masks. It was very dangerous for the Montagues and their friends to go to a party in the house of the Capulets.
"I cannot wait to see Fair Rosaline,"
said Romeo as they approached the house. Lord Capulet welcomed them.
"Come in, gentlemen. Dance and drink and eat. Enjoy yourselves."
He did not recognize the son of his enemy, Lord Montague. He spoke to all the guests.
"Now, girls, dance to the music. When I was younger, I whispered sweet things in the ears of the ladies. But now I'm old. My dancing days are finished. I will sit here with the old people and talk about the past."
As they went into the house, Romeo saw Juliet for the first time. He forgot Rosaline. He fell in love.
"Who is that lady?"
asked Romeo.
"She is more beautiful than the moon. She is like a bright jewel in the darkness. She is like a dove among crows. I have never loved until now."
But Tybalt recognized Romeo's voice.
"It is a Montague. Bring me my sword. It is a great insult for a Montague to come here to laugh at our party. I will kill him."
"What's the matter, Tybalt?"
asked Lord Capulet.
"That man in the mask is a Montague, uncle."
"Be calm, Tybalt. Is it Romeo? He has a good reputation in Verona. This is a party. I want no trouble in my house. Let him enjoy himself."
"No, uncle. He is our enemy."
"Don't be cheeky, young man. I am the master in this house. You must do as I say."
Tybalt did not agree, but he did not want to make Lord Capulet angry.
"I will leave the party. I cannot stay here with a Montague in the room. But I will not forget. Romeo will have a good time tonight, but tomorrow he will pay."
Romeo went to Juliet and talked to her. He did not know who she was. He took her hand gently in his.
"My lips are ready to kiss you,"
he said softly.
"I do not know you,"
protested Juliet.
"I must kiss you,"
insisted Romeo.
"Here I am,"
said Juliet.
"My lips are here."
Romeo kissed Juliet. He kissed her a second time. Then the nurse came to take Juliet to her mother.
"That is Juliet. She is a Capulet,"
the nurse told Romeo. Romeo was very surprised and upset. He was in love with the daughter of the enemy of his family.
"Quickly, let's go,"
said Benvolio.
"It is dangerous here."
Juliet asked the nurse,
"Who is that young man?"
"That is Romeo. He is a Montague."
Juliet was also very surprised and upset. She was in love with the son of the enemy of her family.
"We can never get married,"
she thought. After they left the party, Mercutio and Benvolio looked for Romeo. "Look, he is there in the shadows. What is he doing?" said Mercutio.
"He is jumping the wall. He is going into the garden of the Capulets."
Mercutio called out, "Romeo! Madman! Lover! He is going to look for Rosaline."
"Quiet! You will make him angry,"
said Benvolio.
"His love is blind."
Mercutio laughed. "Good night, Romeo. He is probably sitting under a tree dreaming about that girl. He is mad." Mercutio and Benvolio went home. The night was silent. In the dark garden, Romeo suddenly saw a light. Juliet was standing on her balcony.
"She is beautiful,"
he thought.
"Her eyes are stars. They give light to the night. Her glove touches her cheek. I would like to be her glove."
Juliet began to speak to the night. She did not know that Romeo was listening.
"Ah, Romeo,"
she sighed.
"Speak again, angel,"
he whispered.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, why is your name Romeo? Let's change our names. Then we can love. Forget that you are a Montague. Or, if you love me, I will not be a Capulet. Montague and Capulet are only names. A rose can have any name. It always smells sweet.
Romeo called out,
I will change my name for you.
Who's there?
Asked Juliet.
Who is listening in the middle of the night?
I will not tell you my name, because it is your enemy.
I know your voice. Are you Romeo? But how did you get over the garden wall?
Love gave me wings. No walls can shut out love.
If my family find you, they will murder you.
The night hides me. I am safe. Love has sent me here to you.
Romeo and Juliet talked together. Romeo knew Juliet's secret. She loved him. They decided to get married secretly.
Will you be true?
Asked Juliet.
Oh, yes, my darling,
replied Romeo.
I promise by the moon.
But the moon changes. Will your love change?
Never. I will always love you. Do you love me?
I told the night that I loved you, and you heard me. But I wish I had been silent.
Have you changed your mind?
No, my love is as deep as the sea. But I must go. The nurse is calling. Good night, Romeo.
Good night, Juliet.
The nurse called.
Juliet! Juliet!
I'm coming, nurse. Good night.
Good night.
It is very sad and very sweet to say good night. But tomorrow, we will be married.